Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale, we have just received the WASDE report, so give us an update.
You know, as far as USDA's monthly supply demand report, this is actually very closely watched for the September period because this includes changes for corn and soybeans specifically here, and a little movement here on the cotton side here. I mean, these numbers do come from both a farmer survey as well as in-field analysis here. Now, as far as corn goes, you know, USDA made some minor changes for old crop stocks, still at this 1.5 billion bushel range. But they did revise acreage down by a large 1.2 million acres, a bit more than anybody expected. And as far as yields, they were dropping from 175.4 to now 172.5. And that was on the trade's expectation. So we did see a good decline in production of over 400 million bushels on this report. We will point out that after a small offset for demand and whatnot, we saw stocks go from 1.4 billion bushels, now about 1.2. So this is certainly something from a trade viewpoint, a little surprise, especially with the acreage declines for corn. Soybean side of things here, we did see some moderate changes for old crop, but as with the corn side, our really focus is the new crop issue. And the fact we did see a 500,000 acre decline, you know, a revision lower in soybean plantings on this report, that was a bit of a surprise. Also, the decline from 51.9 yields last month, now 50.5. That was a bit of a surprise here. The lowest trade estimate among the analysts was 50.7. So as far as the focus, smaller acres than expected and smaller yields. And this helped bring the ending stock number down from 245 million bushels now to 200. So this is the lowest number stock-wise we've seen the USDA here for this whole move. And as far as other discussions here for wheat, specifically on the grain side, this is not a report where USDA changes wheat production. They haven't touched production on this report since back in 2001. Instead, USDA wants to wait until the end of the month. We'll have on September 30th, the annual small grains summary report. And this revises production for wheat, barley, and oats. So all these numbers for production on the wheat side, they were left unchanged here today. And also same thing for stocks, ending stocks left at 610. So for today's discussion, corn and wheat did see little support as the acreage declines were a bit better than expected. And for soybeans, smaller yields. But certainly we'll have a few more numbers change here on this next October report up ahead here.
So you mentioned some surprises for corn and soybeans. Was that, to you, in your opinion, the biggest surprises?
You know, it was. And one of the problems here is USDA chose to incorporate those farm program acreage numbers into the whole master farmer survey on acreage. And those are two separate data sets. And usually that's not done until October. So the fact that they co-mingled these numbers on the September, that definitely was a bit of a surprise here for us. In terms of corn and soybean prices, we're not saying that these ending stock numbers justify today's rally all the way, but certainly for right now, bulls are certainly noting that we got a bit of a positive inflow here today.
And I know we've seen the lowest level for soybeans in 7 years. So what does that mean?
Now, as far as this goes on the soybean side, this does give us a small amount of room back into the mid-$14 for November futures. I can't really justify a movement up to $15 here just yet, but really the way this market is trading for both corn and soybeans, we're trading better than what these numbers would have implied. And I wonder if perhaps in the trade viewpoint, they feel there's maybe another yield decline, perhaps another month ahead here.
Well, I know some of the exports for Russia have kind of opened back up. So is the report reflective of that just yet?
You know, and on the Russia side, that's really something which is a little frustrating. So USDA did recognize a little higher production on this report, 88 million tons last month, now 91. And most of the private side is still 95 to 97. So USDA will have to raise production yet again. The problem we have for us is they left exports unchanged. And really with July, August, and now September export data out of Russia, including the estimates, these numbers are missing the mark. For a record crop, we are not shipping out a record amount here just yet. So this is still something which might frustrate some people here.
You think we're still going to see quite a bit of volatility there?
You know, we certainly do. And there's still a huge unknown with really what Russia's numbers will finally end up with for exports. The fact that USDA did add just a little bit to this wheat Ukraine wheat harvest number here today, but they left exports unchanged at this 11 million ton mark, which might be still a little low. That's a bit of a concern here. One last thing as far as the wheat side is, you know, we're discussing 2022 harvest numbers. Right now, we're planting in the U.S. for new crop 23 plantings, and also the same thing for Ukraine. And Ukraine's talking about a 30% cut in acreage. So there might still be a need for some premium until the U.S. Forecast fixes or the Ukraine issue here on the planting side gets fixed either.
And of course, we don't have the war going on, but we do have the drought still going on. So how is that factoring into the numbers?
And that is a significant issue here yet. They're not showing up in the numbers. This is not yet here in the numbers. But, you know, USDA certainly does recognize that, hey, we got some good August rains for much of the southern plains. That gave us a resurgence for at least a period of time. The concern right now is the forecasters do tell us we're going to remain back into a drier than normal bias in the weeks ahead. So we might slow up a little bit on U.S. wintery plantings here as we go into the second half of September.
Let's talk a little bit about the livestock numbers.
As for the livestock goes here, now USDA had been setting this up with still the story of good declines for general production. And that's still the general story as we go into Q4 into Q2. The question was whether USDA would keep these numbers intact as they've been a little more aggressive than we expected to see here in the previous period. So for as stands for the first quarter, USDA did revise back some of their aggressive numbers. They were down about 7% in production for Q1. That's been revised down about 4.5% cut. So they have gotten a little more reasonable as far as that goes. Second quarter, they're still relatively tight, 8% lower than last year. So the message from USDA's viewpoint right now is a very sharp decline in production as we go into the second quarter for U.S. beef. I don't agree with it, but for right now, this is still staying with us and still quite aggressive. As far as numbers on the pork side, no major changes that got the trade's attention to speak of here today. Slight revisions higher for the 2022 picture. Nothing changed as far as the 2023 picture. So I do have some small concerns that still USDA is way too low for U.S. beef production. That's not going to get fixed in the short term, though. And maybe they're okay on the pork side.
Well, I know you mentioned the September 30th outlook coming up. So what are we looking at for that and possibly next month for the WASD?
So on September 30th, we have two separate reports. You know, we mentioned as far as the wheat production. So we have the annual small grains summary report, and that will revise the 2022, both winter wheat harvest and spring wheat numbers as well. But this is also something which you have to look at here for corn and soybeans, because on the 30th, we also have what's called the grain stocks report, the quarterly stocks report. And this one is a count of what's left over as of August 31st, meaning for corn and soybeans, old crop stocks. This is a big deal because in the past 5 years, we've had wild gyrations, wild revisions in ending stocks on this report. Corn side, anywhere from 138 million bushels higher to 331 million bushels lower. And the wheat side, same story. Last 5 years, they've been revised anywhere from 82 million bushels higher to 92 million bushels lower. So September 30th has all kinds of fireworks for both the wheat side as well as corn soybeans.
Thank you so much, Rich Nelson at Allendale.
Happy to help.